Today we come to the last portion of what is commonly referred to as the Sermon on the Mount, that time when the Lord Jesus Christ answered the questions of his disciples concerning the end of the age. Time will not permit us to review everything that has been said on the Mount of Olives up to this point, but today we want to begin to bring to an end that dissertation by noticing with you what the Lord Jesus Christ said about the judgment that will occur at the end of the age. We are told in the Word of God that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming to rule, to reign, to judge. One of the judgments involved with the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is described here in Matthew chapter 25. This is a rather long portion of the Word of God, but I do want us to read it together today. Then we will talk about as much of it as we can and conclude our discussion in successive broadcasts. You will notice then Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. Then I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous say to him, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, and thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we sick or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of one of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Now, before we begin a discussion of this paragraph in detail, I think it's very important for us to clear up some misconceptions and misapprehensions which are commonly held in connection with this passage of Scripture. And I would suggest to you that this particular passage of Scripture is speaking of the judgment of the nations. Let me say that again. This passage of Scripture is describing the judgment of the nations, and it should not be confused, as it so often is, with the judgment of the great right throne that it recorded in the book of Revelation. A great white throne was set, we read in the book of the Revelation, and then there is a description of judgment. Some folks say what we have read here in Matthew 25 is the same as what is described in Revelation 20. But I would like to show you that that could not be true by asking you to notice what is written in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, where John said, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no place found for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now I know that in a brief reading of the word, it is difficult for you to keep all the facts in mind. So let's go back to Matthew chapter 25 and attempt to notice a comparison and a contrast between these two passages of Scripture, between the two judgments that are described here, so that you may see that I am correct in my statement that you cannot, yea, you must not confuse Matthew chapter 25 with Revelation chapter 20. Think with me now. In Matthew chapter 25, those who are to be judged are living. In Revelation chapter 20, those who are to be judged are dead. In Matthew chapter 25, the judgment is upon the earth. In Revelation chapter 20, the judgment is in heaven. Heaven and earth have already passed away. That is, the atmospheric heavens with which we are familiar, those that surround our earth. In Revelation chapter 20, the books and a book were the things that were used in judgment. In Matthew chapter 25, there were no books mentioned in connection with the judgment at all. In Matthew chapter 25, those who leave the judgment enter into the earth. But in Revelation chapter 20, the only issue of that judgment is a pronouncement of a sentence concerning death and hell. Now, if you think about these things that we have suggested to you today, I think you will be able to see that these two passages of Scripture do not speak of the same judgment. There is so much difference in each of the judgments that it would be impossible to consider them the same. And yet, some theologians have done so, songwriters have done so, and have misled a great many people. You have sung in your churches any number of times, I am sure, the song, "There's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come?" Now that song is based upon Matthew chapter 25, but that song is not scriptural. There is no day when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left as far as eternal judgment is concerned. The Bible teaches us that there is therefore now no judgment to them who are in Christ Jesus. And if you are in the Lord Jesus Christ today, that is, if you have received Him as your own personal Savior, then you are free from any judgment as far as sin is concerned. Now, that is not to say, of course, that individuals can do as they wish and forget about God. It's not to say even that you should not be concerned about the judgment of the great white throne, because, as we shall see, it was an important judgment in the life of the believer. You, as a believer, should be concerned about it first, in thanksgiving that you will not have to stand at that judgment. And second, in concern that you ought to have for witnessing to those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might escape that judgment that we have been speaking about, that they might escape the condemnation of hell. I hope this has helped a little bit to clear up some of the misconceptions that are related to this judgment. And that being done, I think it would be wise for us to try to examine this judgment as it is and find out its significance. So let us do what we often do when we are looking at a certain passage of Scripture, trying to learn everything we possibly can about it. Let us notice the people who are involved in this judgment. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 32, "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from his goats." Did you notice? The people in this judgment are all the nations of the world. Now, there's a very natural question which arises in your minds, I'm sure. These are living nations, aren't they? Yes. Well, then how could all the nations of the world be included in this judgment? Well, we are not suggesting to you, friend, that all the nations of the world who have ever lived will be included in this judgment, but the nations of the world who will be living at the time of the judgment. The time of that judgment we will be getting to by and by, but suffice it to say that all the nations which will be living at that time will take part in this judgment. There's another thing that bothers folk quite often, and that is, how can God judge the nations, especially when there's supposed to be an individual response to the gospel? Doesn't seem logical that judgment would fall upon nations. Well, let me suggest to you that God can judge nations. He judged Sodom and Gomorrah. He judged Edom. He judged Babylon. The judgment of God can fall upon any nation. And that is what concerns me about our own nation today, beloved. We are certainly not in the place where we ought to be doing the thing that we ought to do. And the judgment of God can well fall upon us as it has in the nations of the past. Yes, God can judge nations for their disobedience, but when the issue of eternal salvation is at stake, it must be kept in mind that God is speaking not only of nations as bodies of people, but nations as individuals. There are two reasons for this. One of the reasons is found in Romans chapter 14, verse 21, or verse 12, rather, where it is recorded that they shall all give account of themselves to God. And the second reason we find in another portion of the Word of God, but taught just as clearly, and that is the nations of the world will be judged as nations because of the way they have treated the nation of Israel. That may sound strange to you. Stay with us in our next study, and it will be clarified, but here is something that is absolutely clear. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today, you may receive Him as you rest upon the promise of the Word. As many as receive the Lord Jesus Christ, to them gives He the right to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. God offers you His Son, Jesus Christ. Reach out with a hand of faith and receive Him.